Well, the June acreage report didn't hold a lot of surprises as far as the corn market was concerned. Corn acres came in at 94.34 million, which was about 351,000 above expectations, but about 3.45 million less than the previous year. As far as what we were looking at it with the Ag Outlook form, they came in about 1.3 million above that estimate as well. So overall, the acreage report didn't mean much as far as corn was concerned. It is the fourth largest corn planting in history, or at least since 1944. But it looks like it's going to be down or unchanged in 40 or of the 48 states, continental states. So corn acres are going to see a little bit of a decrease in a majority of the regions. Now, what was a surprise is what came out in the stocks estimate. Corn stocks came in at just over 5.3 billion. That was about 652 million bushels above last year, but it was 113 million bushels below expectations. That tells us that USDA has overestimated the crop or the underestimated demand for the old crop corn. We should see some sort of an adjustment come in with those numbers. Either residual has to be increased, feed demand has to be increased, or better yet, USDA should come in and lower production for last year, but that's not likely going to happen until the September report, if it happens at all. So we would expect to see some sort of a change in the demand numbers. Also, corn demand continues to be extremely strong as we're well over USDA's projections for exports for old crop for corn. So USDA is going to have to come in with 10 weeks left of the marketing year and increase corn exports in their crop production report. That's going to be the surprise that we see in the numbers that come on Friday. Will likely be just what USDA increases exports for corn and what will they do with the yield now that we're running into a little bit of a high pressure ridges moving across the U.S.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.